Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you on PGN for the duration of the evening. Well, up until our beloved Randy begins at 9 o'clock Central Time. So thank you again for joining us today. It's July 19th. Thank you, dear ones. It's good to be back and to be amongst you. Thank you for those who reached out with your thoughtfulness and your kindness and your prayers last week. So thank you so much for that. Ended up getting a fever on Friday. But anyways, all is well. So thank God for that. And I'm on the mend. So to God's grace, to God be the glory for recovery in Jesus' name. So anyway, John and I had did a, at the beginning of the month, I think it was, I forget what we did, a block party. Our church was doing this block party after this VBS thing. And so there was hundreds of people there. And apparently we weren't the only ones that got hit after the party. We brought home more than we bargained for. So anyway, but that's okay. It was good to serve and we would do it again. So praise God again for recovery in Jesus' name. So let's open up in prayer and thank the Lord for this evening and for our time together in advance, dedicating this night to Him. So Father, we thank You. God, we thank You, God, and praise Your holy name, for You are majestic and You truly are the one true God. There is none like You and none compares, God. So we esteem You and we glorify You, God, and all of Your dominion and power and glory, God, that You hold all excellence of power, God, and majesty, Father, and we thank You, Lord. Be glorified, God. Be glorified this evening, Father, in Jesus' name. We dedicate this time to You, Father God. I dedicate myself to You, Lord. We thank You, God, that You would be exalted during our time together, Father God. And we thank You, Lord, let it accomplish all that You set and purposed it to accomplish, Father God, for Your glory. So we thank You, God, for setting things in place, setting things in order, aligning the order of things, Father God. We thank You for it, Lord, and we declare a victory, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank You, Jesus. Well, the Lord has been showing me some things about prayer, and I think we're going to do a little bit of that. So let me just say, I just have this one scripture. And it is in 2 Timothy 4:2, because I had pondered this last time. It says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. And so what I was wondering when I was pondering that verse was what the season meant. What does it mean to be ready in season and out of season? What does that mean? Well, really, in this particular verse, this is the only place where it talks about season in this particular realm. And in season means when the opportunity occurs. So when is a good season for you to share? When you go to the bowling alley or you go to that block party or you go down to the mailbox to get your mail in the mail room if you live in an apartment, and you run into someone you know, or you go to the pool, when the opportunity occurs, you are in season to preach the word. Go. That's what it says. So you gotta have your shoes tied and ready, because when the opportunity occurs, it's go. It's like, that's it. You hear that gunshot, and that means go. This is it. This is your time. Get moving. Get the words coming out of your mouth, whatever you need to do. Take action. Okay, that's your season. That's when the opportunity occurs. This is a good remembrance for myself as well, okay? And so, and then out of season is just really basically when it's unseasonable. So even if you have to create the timing or create, right? So that's saying out of season is when it's unseasonable, meaning when it doesn't seem like there's an opportunity that is occurring. you're still going to be ready to preach the word, okay? And which that tells me, too, a couple of things, that there's consistency and that you're being constant. Well, you know, that we're called to be consistent with us being ready and moving forward, right? And so there's a consistency on our part in knowing the word and being taught, right, the preparation of it, and being encouraged and exhorted ourselves, praying, and the long-suffering, which is being patient with those, maybe still just praying for those that we're being patient with and, you know, long-suffering with, and doctrine or teaching, which is also, you know, knowing accurately. I have all these dropping in my text box there. And knowing doctrine, right? Maybe shaping up and firming up on that as well. Okay, so to be ready, so to be constant, we're going to be continual, on a continual and constant. And so so here, this is interesting, when it says be ready, I thought it was similar to the verse in Matthew 24, 44, I think I wrote that wrong. It says, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect. I thought it was the same type of ready. Well, there, ready is like to be prepared, prepared to do something. And again, that's saying opportune season. So we're actually going to know. We're going to know it because we're going to see it, okay? But in the 2 Timothy 4:2, where it says be ready, it's not that. When I look that up in the Greek, it's not the same. It's not the same be ready. It's not the same Greek word. It is, actually means be instant. So in an instant, right? So it'll come upon you in a place, or on that place, at a place at of time, right, or a place segment, a place that could be location. But it's in an instant. So be ready in an instant. So if you say this, be ready in an instant at the when the opportunity occurs. So we really do have to be consistent within us in knowing where we lack in sharing the gospel, what areas we're not as quick to be able to transform into our words, to be able to maybe convince or rebuke, right? Or exhort. So certainly we're all filled with the Holy Spirit. I know everyone here that is listening is filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you're not, and you would like to receive prayer for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, then let's do that either tonight or Wednesday night or Thursday night or whatever you want this weekend. You know, whenever you have your favorite host and you inquire of them, or a friend, you know, your prayer partner, somebody in private, ask for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, okay? And the Holy Spirit does equip us and bring things to remembrance, which is His word, but we also have to be consistent in that. So there are things, too, I know, where, like with one, I might, in the time in an instant, it might seem like it flows more than it does with other people, and I might be getting tripped up, or you know, there's just different various things that I might be, the enemy might have me causing, distracting me, having me cause me to look at one thing somebody's saying to distract me, but actually that person's trying to distract me and derail me from actually me getting them to tell me, who do you say Jesus is, and how is this congruent, how is this, right? And just that whatever time frame you have in order to either plant the seed or water a seed, right? But being able, and then being able to preach in that season who Jesus is, you know, and have people, and that's not easy. Like if you consider that cold calling, if you will, it's not easy cold calling with someone you just met, depending on the circumstances, okay? Because what really you need to do is get people to see their need. And when they see their need, then they begin to understand the solution and the resolution of what's before them, okay? So hold on one second. Okay, Patrice, thank you so much. I will pray for you. And I'm actually, so I'm assuming that you're listening now, so that's a good thing. And thank you. So I'm actually going to, so I'm glad that you did that, because I'm actually going to play a song, which is only five or six minutes, okay, everyone? So I'm done talking. I'm going to be done talking there. And but just prepare yourself. Be ready. We'll talk about that maybe another time. But here's the thing is that I am, you know, some people think I'm just a sweet person, and I am a sweet person. I am very thoughtful and kind, and I do not want to, I wouldn't go out of my way to be thoughtless or to harm someone intentionally, just arrogantly, or, you know, to like a power play thing, like definitely not me. And I definitely know the Holy Spirit watches over me to make sure that I treat his people well. But when it comes to things in the spirit, I can, you know, and I might not always do it here. Sometimes you might hear me really move into like a prayer that is really okay. But when it comes to things in the spirit, and if I see it, I will go after it. And I know that the Lord has me do that spiritually. So I know that it's happened here. I don't know how far, actually, to be honest, I've let myself go into that here, but I can wrestle some things out. And if the Lord is showing me and leading me, I know that I've participated with taking down giants. I know that I have. Even just my slingshot and what the Lord's given me, you know, and sending it hurling forward, that it's done some, it's been effective. It can be very effective. And I can really go after it in the spirit, okay? Don't sugarcoat it there. So today, so the Lord has been showing me some stuff about prayer. The song came on the radio, which is from, I guess it's from Elevation, I think. I'm going to see a victory. And I did think about playing it tonight. So since I just picked up Patricia's to pray for her, what we're going to do is I'm going to play this song. I'm going to see a victory. And just go ahead and insert whatever it is, but we will definitely pray for you as well, an agreement. But we go ahead and okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead and insert whatever it is that you're asking the Lord for, or even in the words, if you hear something and it reminds you of something, you know, that he's going to take what the enemy meant for evil, he's going to turn for good. And whatever that is, place it at the foot of the cross and asking God to reconcile that by his blood and by his power, and go after the victory. So thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So thank you for everyone too that has your hands up this evening for ministry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5, 6, and Patrice, and then there's others that are dialed in listening. So let's go, let's pray this and worship, because he is the one true God, and he is the delivering God, in Jesus' name. So praise God. Here we go.
Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We lift our voice to you, Father God. We shout hallelujah to you, Father God. We give you our battles, God. We thank you for the victories over our battles, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let me pray for Patrice first this evening. She's listening, so we thank you for that, for joining us, and then we'll open up the phone lines. Specifically for purpose and direction. Okay, so she feels like when she goes forward a several steps and there's circumstances which take her back. Okay, and also, okay, so let's pray for that. I did get your second text to pray for your friends as well, your sister and her husband, Jose and Alexandria, are battling COVID. Okay. So praise God. Praise God. Praise God, Patrice. Praise God. So Patrice, let me just encourage you to continue to stay in the Word. After I pray for you as well, to stay worship, even if you put on worship music in your home or in your car, and even if it's at low, but it's a frequency that is affecting the atmosphere. It is good. It is declaring a victory, and it's changing the atmosphere. So so just want to encourage you to stay in the Word, or even if there's something specific that you, like one thing specific that you love about the Word, just make sure you stay in the Word, okay? Just want to say that, specifically in the Word, whether you're hearing the Word on YouTube, or not YouTube, but on the Bible app, you know, listening to the Word, or listening to podcast teachings, whatever it might be. I just want to encourage you to stay in the Word, okay? So thank you for that, as I'm sure you do, but I just felt compelled to mention that. So Father God, we lift up Patrice to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We pray, God, specific prayers for her purpose and her direction, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for unfolding those things unto her, God. We thank you as she trusts in you, God, and acknowledges you in all of her ways, Lord, even this evening, Father God, reaching out in faith, Father. And you see it, Lord, because it's before your altar and before your ways, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, just for this portal of presence on your behalf, Lord, to give you glory and to for you to be exalted, God, and for your people to come together, Father God, in faith, God, with one purpose, God, and one accord, Father God. We just lift her up to you, Lord, and we join her, Father God, with the direction on her life and the purpose and the fulfilling the purposes in her life, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, that there'll be anything that's hindering, Father God, or opposing the work of the Holy Spirit in her life, God, we just break that off now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for doing a sure work, God, a faithful work, Father God, an enduring work in her life, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for your endurance in Jesus' name. I think it's in Matthew 7 where it talks about, you know, the man who built his house upon the rock and the winds and the waves came, but it stood. And then it talks about enduring. So I would look that up. I would look up that Matthew 7, I believe it is, but it's an enduring word. It's talking about enduring and standing on the word, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for every promise, and bring out the promises of God and begin to declare them and decree them over you in Jesus' name, or the things for your family and your household that you are praying over. Purposely, specifically and purposely, Father God, we thank you for that. God, I know you didn't mean to, I mean, you wrote that, but that is to pray that as well. So Father, we thank you for that, God. And Lord, that you are directing her steps, Lord, as your word says that, God, in Proverbs 3, Lord. So we thank you, God, as she's acknowledging you, God, and everyone here is acknowledging you this evening, Father God, in ways we have not even put into words yet, Father God. But you see that, God. You see, Lord, before a word is formed on our tongue, what we're going to ask, God. So we pray, God, this out of your anointing, Lord Jesus, that you see what we're placing at your altar. God, what's being placed, God, upon that porch, upon that place, upon that altar, God, that you, Lord, will pick that up, Father God, and declare a victory for it, Father God, that you create the sustenance in our faith, God, as we lay that before you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Bring it forth, God, for your glory. We thank you for your spirit, your indwelling power and work of your spirit, God, that regenerates, God, that washes, that renews. We thank you for the power of the supernatural Holy Spirit among us, Father God. Thank you for doing your work and being exalted. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit who glorifies the Son. It glorifies the Son. And may the Holy Spirit be glorified as well this evening in Jesus' name and in Patricia's life, Father God, and in her purpose and in her directions and in her steps, God. And we thank you, Lord, that she will hit the mark, God, that it will become clearer and clearer with every step, God, and that she will hit the mark, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for her sister, Alexandria and Jose, who are battling COVID, Father God. We just lift them up to you, Father God. We ask for your protection and your covering and your blood to be over them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you hover over them and speak into them, God, and give them your breath and your life, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for recovery, God, and restoring their health to them, Father God, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for restoration, God. We thank you, Lord, that as they sleep, God, that it's restorative and refreshing and rejuvenating to their spirit and to their soul and to their body, Father. So we thank you, Father God, and we join in faith, Father God, for their healing and their recovery and their complete restoration of health, Father God, within them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord, and declare COVID is a trespasser. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you expedite their immune system, God. And then the other text that I just got regarding Caleb, expedite his immune system, God. That this COVID is a trespasser. In Jesus' name, and we evict him. God, we evict him and crush him. Let him be crushed by the immune system of the Holy Spirit, God, is expediting this virus. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Praise God. Okay. And if there's anything else, let me know. Okay. So I'm going to open up the phone line here. Our first caller is 731-334. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ashley from Wisconsin.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay, let me
better
pray
than
for you.
When you have COVID.
Pardon me?
I said I'm glad you're better from COVID.
Oh, thank you. Me too. Thank you. God bless you. It was a long week and a half, 2 weeks. But thank you. Thank you so much. So, Father, we thank you for Ashley, Father God. We just lift her up to your altar, God. We thank you for your grace and your infilling, God, and your funnel. So, like as a funnel, and just stand on him infilling you. So, Father, we thank you, God, for what she's receiving from you, Father God, and just picking up on from you, Father, in Jesus' name. And it's actually very personal. So it's actually very personal. It's very personal to you of this infilling specifically. And so it's funneled like being directly to you, directly to your name, so which tells me it's directly to, you know, your identity, who he's made you to be, who he's created you and formed you, and the nature, you know, that's being transformed into his likeness as an expression of the Holy Spirit is specifically, for your, in and through your identity and expression of Christ. So we thank you, Father, for that, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, so there's grace and glory on it as well. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that, God. And it's also very much a resource for you. That's not just like a one-time thing. That's kind of like it's attached to you. It's a resource for you in this grace filling. And then when it's utilized, there's like glory on it as well. So thank you. Thank you, God, how she utilizes that personally. God, for her journey, for her walk, God, for her endeavors with you, God, and even her personal and intimate time with you as well, Father God. We thank you, God, for it in Jesus' name. And so because it is personable, I think that's all I'm going to really see because it almost feels like I shouldn't even be aware of what I'm aware of, which is what I just stated anyways, because it's meant, again, for you personally. So I don't know all of its essence and aspects and concepts and how it's utilized, if you will, or the implications of it, other than knowing that those will be done, like it's with the other understanding those things will be taking place because, and I say that because I see the glory on it, which tells me that's the final, kind of like the final outcome to what is being given and then through this grace. And because of that becomes, when the glory is on it, that becomes the external of what has been happening internally with the exchange of grace. And so, Father, I just thank you just for the beauty of that, how you're dispensing your grace and your beauty, God, and your attribute, Lord, to Ashley personally, Father God. And for we thank you, God, for the full process and the glory of God to be known and seen in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, just for the emphasis of within her own personality of how she will express the graces that you give to her, God, and utilizing even those gifts, Father, for your glory, Lord. We thank you for that, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, even, you know, as I say the word in 2 Timothy 4:2 about preaching the word, and being ready in season and out of season. And sometimes preaching, you know, preaching the word, okay, preach the word, okay, which is convince, rebuke, exhort, and all long-suffering and teaching. But sometimes, too, in that, you know, when you say to people, hey, let's pray, how, can I pray about that? Oh, your wrist is hurting. Do you mind if I pray? Could I pray for you? Would you mind if we pray? That is a convincing, okay? It's like a preaching convincing. It's very gentle and it's very, but when it comes out of the outflow and the outflux of truly who we are, and, you know, it's not disruptive. It doesn't feel like it's a display of something. It's just an outflux of who that person is, you know, and other people can pick up on that very, very well. And I would say that that is a form of convincing and preaching, just not, you know, an indirect, but yet still fulfilling that. So I see something there too, as well. So Father, we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that that even in that, her obedience, Lord, in outflow, that it will be fruitful, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow. Wow. Thank you. I receive all of that from him. That really spoke to me right now in the situations I've been finding myself in. I feel like that was really timely.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I just realized when I said that, I think I've seen a funnel before, but yours is something very personal and for your journey that you're on. So for you to utilize it, yeah. So praise God.
Yeah, praise God, and thank you. Thank you, Deborah.
Oh, you're welcome. Do we have any prayer requests?
Could you just say a quick prayer? I know you have others to pray for. Just a quick prayer about the CASA volunteering thing I'm doing. I think you said your daughter had done it previously, the guardian ad litem.
Oh,
I'm
going
to be meeting with some people on the case in the next couple of weeks, so I just want to make sure that I, say the things I'm supposed to say and, just to deal with everything responsibly. So continued prayer for that. It's always good.
Okay, so you got assigned a case. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I did. I did.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I wanted to make sure I got it. Okay, so you'll be seeing them in the next couple of weeks. How exciting. That is very wonderful. So, Father, we thank you for Ashley, Father God. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, for utilizing this for your glory, God. We thank you, Lord, just for an increase of wisdom and discernment, God, and your peace to be with her, Father God, Lord, and knowing that she's equipped, that she has those that are backing her, God, those that she can call on, Father God, but certainly, Lord, your a dependence, Lord, upon your spirit, God, and your friendship and being with her, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, that you would just be with her, Lord, just guiding her and instructing her and just imparting unto her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for giving her that knowing that she's looking for, Father. So we thank you, God, for just the assurance of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
God bless.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, my next caller. Let's see. 205-531. Good evening. Is this Julia May?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hi, Julia May. How are you?
It's fine. It's fine.
Good. Let me just mention, it just started storming here. I got a little thing with a lightning thing. So hopefully there won't be any problems, but I just want to mention it just in case something weird happens out of the normal.
Oh.
I'm not expecting it, but I'm letting everybody know. Just letting everybody know in case something, okay. I'm just going to keep going and going. And so anyway, so Father, we thank you, God, for Julia May, Lord. We thank you, Father God, and just come before your altar, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, just for filling her up, Father, in every way and every measure. I thank you, God, for what she carries, God, and offers to you and to others, God, that you fill her up, God. And, even the disciples, when the Lord asked them, like, what do you have, and they're like, well, we don't got nothing, like, I don't do that much, And so, but their willingness to give, the willingness to give, and God took that and broke that. And then he keeps filling them, right? So because they picked up the fragments and the baskets. And the basket's full, but the Lord keeps filling and filling. So when you giving to the Lord, you're giving unto the Lord and you're giving unto people. And in that brokenness, because it's an offering that you're saying that you partake of with the Lord. It's something, that you partake of with the Lord, and then you break it and offer it to other people as well. That the Lord is honored with that, right? It's like doing it, right? Whatever you give to the least of these, you've done unto me. And the Lord is seeing to it that your basket is being filled, that he's filling you as you come before him. And then you're utilizing it. You have the freedom to utilize what is in this basket to those that you come in contact with, you know, and but it's certainly a good pleasure to the Lord in his honor that he keeps replenishing and filling, filling this up in this offering that you place before him and that you carry. It is something that you literally carry, because I'm seeing you carry this thing and you're not putting it down. So it's something that you carry, which is, so I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for that. And it's not a burden to you in any way. Again, the Lord is delighted as you even come before him. He sees what you carry. And that is why he's filling it. That is why he's filling it and he's keeping it full. So we thank you, God, just for the impartation, Lord, of what you're doing to Julia May, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We do not take it lightly when we receive supernatural essence and food, God, and restorative natures, God, for our spirit, soul, and body, God. We thank you, Lord, for the goodness and your endurance and your faithfulness, Lord, that you offer to her, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for those to be blessed, God, by her offering, God, and the things that she gives out, Lord. We thank you truly, God, that you will be exalted and you will be glorified and in through her life, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I don't really know specifically what the substance is, but it's definitely, yeah, supernatural and good.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah. So praise God for that. How are you doing?
You're doing great. Doing great. Yeah. I'm glad you're doing better than everything.
Yes, amen to that. And how is Jennifer doing?
She's doing fine. I got a good doctor appointment. Her swelling doing pretty good, but still look like I'm getting her stomach swollen. And so it's the fluid, because she got a lot of fluid today, so still praying for that, because she, you know, she still have a tendency to kind of build up.
Okay. Well, let's pray for that. And then do you have anything else you'd like us to pray for?
Just continue to pray. I have some church member. One, her and her son has the COVID, and I have another one, nephew has the COVID. And thank God you got past, because it's something. Just continue to pray for people. That it, you know, the case would be so mild where they won't have to end up, you know, in the hospital on ventilator. Thank God for that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Father, let's pray for the COVID people first. Father, we pray for Julie May's friends from church and the other person, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for a complete restoration from the virus, Father God. In Jesus' name, we pray, Father God, that it would loosen its grips, God, that it would not have, like, talons or goats or hooks and anywhere within their body, God, in their lungs and their fluids and anywhere, Father God, that those things would be loosened in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, just for protecting them, for covering them, Lord, and again for the restoration, for complete health and healing for each and every one of them, God. And we set our faith in agreement with the other saints, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, that you loosen it. Loosen it, Father God. Loosen it, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. No hooks. No hooks, God, that it be loosened in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that. And Father God, we pray for Jennifer, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you esteem her as precious and that she is dearly loved by you, Father God, and her mother as well, Father. But we thank you, Lord, that she's part of our family, Father, and we just ask, Lord, for success in her appointment, Lord, and for this fluid to go down in her stomach, God, and even easing any pain or discomfort that she may be experiencing. Father, we thank you for her, God, and we bless her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, and ask you, Lord, to remove and to care and to ease this fluid off of her body in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and it was good to hear your voice.
Okay. And God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Okay. Our next caller is 334-590. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jayla.
Oh, yes. Jayla, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Okay, hold on 1 second while I get a couple things in order here before I pray for you.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. All righty. Okay. I know what happens is people start to jump off, and then if I don't get everything in order, I will lose it. Okay. Well, thank you, Jayla, for calling. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jayla, God. We just lift her up before your altar, God, and we just bless her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I seems to hear the Lord saying aroma, like a sweet fragrance or aroma before him. So we thank you, Father, for this aroma, God, and you know, sometimes that isn't an offering, and I don't know if you're making even yourself specifically an offering before the Lord, and that you yourself are a sweet, you know, aroma before the Lord. So we thank you, Father God, and just you know, some, and it can be as well how you offer your life to others as an example, as a minister, you know, or servant of the Lord, how you offer yourself to others. When we come before the Lord, he sees that in its fullness, and everything that we do to honor the Lord, you know, whether that's in private or in public. And you know, because the New Testament does say that we are, you know, whatever, it's more so our thoughts and intents of the heart that the Lord judges even more so, right? So that the New Testament or the New Covenant is actually even harder than the Old Covenant in some ways, and because neither one of them we could really do or sustain apart from the work, the regenerative work of the Holy Spirit. And so in the process of yielding to that sanctification, right, for the regeneration brought us alive. And then, and so then, you know, we're at work. But when we are when we become close, as the word says, the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing soul and spirit, bone and marrow, and thoughts and intents of the heart. Okay, that it's so sharp that the word of God can do that, and we allow the word of God to do that. That is even in secret, which is an honor to the Lord. And when we come before him, he sees that. That is an aroma to him, to allow the word of God to do its full, you know, to have its full measure, its full stature in our lives in whatever area that might be. And then we're an expression of that, which is, you know, like, hey, okay, like, I'm not going to be jealous of somebody who, you know, got my promotion or something like that, you know, where like you're completely sincere. It's okay, Lord, you know, something where you're completely, it's completely, your heart is completely right before the Lord. And you know, like you've gone that extra distance with allowing the word to do its work in you and to wash you and to purify you in such a manner, you know. And those aren't always things that other people see and know. One thing that I really love about the Lord and faith and how we demonstrate that, because we are not judged with the Lord how we can be judged culturally and with society, you know, in the workplace, in the neighborhood, what kind of car you drive, right? There's all types of different things that people use to measure and label people in society with the Lord. But with faith, it's completely counterintuitive to the way it works in this world. And I completely love that about the Lord, you know. And Yes. And so we thank you, Father, for just even this aroma, this fragrance, Father, that is before you, Lord. And it must be, too, so I'm saying it again, as an offering. You've made yourself an offering unto him. And so we thank you, Father God, for that, Lord. And I don't know if you've recently laid something down, recently have did something, but it is an offering. You have made yourself an offering before the Lord. So we thank you, Lord, just for her yieldedness to you in these areas, Father God, and that you would just continue to bless her, Father, and encourage her, Lord, with your ways, Lord, because your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for the places where she's already seated in heavenly places, Father God. We ask, Lord, that you give her spiritual wisdom and eyes and understanding to see and to know how she's functioning in these places, Father God, that it might be for your glory and for your honor, Father God, and that she would call them into place, God, into existence on earth as they are in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you. That was confirmation for me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's wild.
It lets me know that I'm doing things the right way and not just like what I'm, you know, in my mind, what I'm thinking I should be doing. So that was confirmation. Wow.
Well, very cool. Well, praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
For that. Amen. Well, is there anything specific you would like us to pray with you for?
No, I don't have anything specific tonight, but thank you so much. And I'm glad that you're feeling better as well and back on air.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Appreciate that. Okay. Good to hear your voice and pray with you. Okay. Take care.
Have a good week.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I receive it. In Jesus' name. Okay. Let's see. 402-214. Good evening. Is this Sharon from, is it New York?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Sharon, your voice is still out?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to, but she's so busy.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want you to strain anymore. Let me pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Sharon, Father God, in Jesus' name, God. We ask for recovery, God, full recovery, Lord. We ask for the balm, God, that you place your balm of healing and Gilead upon her throat, God, and comfort that, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for even honey from heaven, God, and a balm from heaven to reach her vocal cords, Father God, and to restore in Jesus' name, and recovery, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for her, Father, and just lift her up, Lord, to your altar, God. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your honeycomb. I'm just going to look something up with that. Hold on a second. Yeah, okay.
Did you see honey?
Yeah, honey, and honeycomb, sweeter than a
Honey is a natural antibiotic, and I've been taking it. Honey is really good for your voice.
Yeah. Okay. So Psalm 16:24, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones.
Right.
So also okay. So there's something honeycomb. There is, okay. So pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. So we thank you, Father God, Lord, just for the recovery of even this honey and this honeycomb, Father God. We thank you for doing your work, Lord, and what you established, God, and how you even create things in nature that are restorative to us physically, but also spiritually, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for recovery, just a recovery of words. I just want to declare that and prophesy that over you, a recovery of words to you. And I know this is like a literal in the natural, but I'm talking even prophetic words that have been given to you, a recovery of words in Jesus' name, God, that are sweet to her soul and healing to her bones, Father God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father God, for sending forth your loving word, your caring word, God, and your administering word, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for completing your work, God, completing your purposes, Father God, completing the prophetic over her life, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so, Lord, I pray too, Lord, that you begin to see how these words fit together, how they come together, just like a honeycomb, God, has built those little, you know, things all joined together, God, that your words have been like that, Father God, and they're building a comb, a honeycomb, God, like they're building on each other and supporting one another, Father God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the restoration of words unto her, Father God. Let that be so, God. Let it come to pass, Lord. And let her begin to see how they have been built on each other, and they're forming, God, your purposes, God, and your good pleasure, and that they're pleasant words that are good, you know, again, pleasing to her soul and healing to her bones, God. We thank you for that, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the healing words and healing for her bones, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Debbie, I was just going to ask for, that makes so much sense, because one of my prayers is for the healing of relationships, you know, the right words to say, the right for the people, you know, from my home that I haven't spoken to, and I don't know what to say. And so I've been asking for that. I was going to have you pray about that, but you just, that's really appreciated. I needed that. I appreciate that, Jesus. And the other, the only thing I want you to pray is for my family, my daughter, and my and her children, and just, you know, to be able to pray with them back, the increase in faith, gift of faith for them, and I want to be able to pray better myself.
Okay. Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, and just stand in agreement with Sharon, God, regarding her daughter and her children, God. We thank you, God, for just the increased measure of faith. God, we thank you, Lord, for the spirit to move, for the spirit to be upon them, God, and for your anointing, God, to be upon Sharon and her daughter and her children, Father God. And we thank you, God, just for anointing their faith, igniting their faith, God, and even joining their faith, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, Lord, that you unlock those things, God. You unlock those things supernaturally by your spirit, Father, that it's not a work apart from you, Father, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord, for just your impartation, Lord. Give them ears to hear and eyes to see, God, as your word says in I think it's in John, one of the Gospels, it says, he blessed their eyes and their ears to see. He blessed their ears to hear and their eyes to see. So God, bless their ears to hear and their eyes to see. We ask that you bless that, Father God, that faith might be awakened, that faith might come alive, Father God, that faith might have its full work within them, Father God. And we thank you for that, God, and just your dispensing and revealing at the same time. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, God.
I'm glad you're here.
Me too, amen. Believe me. And I'm glad you're going to be better next week, too. So praise God.
Oh, that's great. Okay, honey.
All right, you take care. Okay, thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Okay. excuse me. Let's go here. Our next caller is 281-731. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn, Texas.
Oh, Evelyn, how are you?
Oh, I'm in pain. I told you about that hernia. Yeah, so I'm in a lot of pain. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Very sorry to hear that. We'll definitely pray about that. Let me lift you up to the Lord, Evelyn. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. So, Father, I'm going to go ahead and mute you for a second just because I hear a little bit of background noise. So, Father, we thank you for Evelyn, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up before your altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, you know my heart of compassion, Lord, so when I hear that she's in pain, Lord, I'm just going to dive in there first, Father God. We just ask, Lord, that you would ease pain from her, Father God, that you would mend and heal this hernia, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the wisdom and the attributes and the nature, God, of your excellence of power, God, that holds healing, God, in Jesus' name, God, that she would hold fast to healing. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for it, Father God, that she would hold fast to your healing, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for her grasping it and holding it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for how you extend. In the name of Jesus, Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We ask, Lord, in compassion, Lord, that you bring forth your healing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for every exchange on the cross, God, and easing her pain and discomfort, God, and delivering her from pain, God, and we cast that out in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, Lord, as she grasps and holds on to the healing, God, I just see you like literally grasping and holding on to it, and then it's like you're pulling yourself in and pulling closer to it, like you're pulling yourself into it. I don't know what that means, but that's what I see. So, Father, we just thank you for that, God. We thank you for Evelyn, God. We just bless her in Jesus' name, Lord, and we pray at your altar, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And the glory of the Lord. Hold on, let me just see. It just seemed like hair. Just like hair. Okay. Just want to get this. I'm going to get this little prophetic symbolic dictionary. And I want to see what hair is. I know it probably has to do with. The glory of the Lord. Yeah, okay. Okay, it says this. Let me just, there's a lot of different things here. Okay. Yeah, it was like a longer type of hair, like at least to your shoulder. So just a glory and a covering Also, hair has to do with a covering of wisdom, mature understanding, authority, testament, attention paid to fine points and facts, continued prosperity, Jesus' name, admiration. Thank you, Father God. Numbered. Oh, okay, because our hairs are numbered, and it says it demonstrates God's loving concern. Yeah. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for just your details, God, and your knowledge over Evelyn, Father God, and knowing how many hairs she has on her head, God. We thank you, Lord, that even as this demonstrates or explains, Father God, that you, Lord, are demonstrating your loving care towards her by knowing that, Father God. We thank you, God, for just extending your words, Lord, your presence, Father God, your wisdom and provision, Father, and your protection over Evelyn, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for knowing every detail, God, and just embracing that and bringing her in, God, and drawing her near, Father. And we do thank you, Lord, for the glory of the Lord to cover her, Father, for the glory of the Lord to cover her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. So how are you doing? Are you now, what's going on with that hernia thing? What's going on there?
Oh, well, actually, I have not been back to the doctor, but I decided today to call him. He wanted to put some kind of mesh, you know, and hold it up. And I was told, you know, not to, by another person that had problems with the mesh, to not to do that. So I really don't know what to do at this point. Maybe try to call another doctor and see if they can do it without the mesh or go through the surgery or whatever. I'm just praying to the Lord, taking the Lord's stuff and just seeking him.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right. Wow. Well, I don't like to
and
hear.
And I was
going
to go to the emergency. I was going to go to the emergency room, but there's so much COVID and stuff. I just don't want to get out and go. You know, if I can help it.
Oh right. Yeah. Well. Okay. So Lord, we'll just give Evelyn, Lord, the wisdom and provision for everything that she has need of. God, we ask for your wisdom, God, that you would. Your word says that you lead us with peace, God. So we ask that you would give her peace, Father God, and just your assurance, Lord. And again, God, we thank you even for the word coming forth, Lord, that you just know every detail about her, Father God, and that you are demonstrating your care and that you are watchful over her, Father. So we thank you, Lord, for just speaking to her in the ways that you speak to her, Father God, that bring resolution and resolve, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your protection and your care over her entire physical body, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And you mentioned hair. Did you see any long hair or short hair or whatever?
Yeah, because it was moving, like it was moving in the wind. So I would say it was maybe a little bit longer because it did have some movement. So it was at least shoulder length, maybe a little bit, you know, because it was moving, you know. So
right. Well, my hair have been growing so much here lately. Actually, it's really down my back to my bra strap, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was hard to tell how long it was, but it was longer because it was moving. But it was in the air. Oh. You know what I mean? It wasn't laying down. It was in the air moving. So.
Oh, okay. Is there any significance in that?
No, just what I read about, that's why I got my symbol book, because when I see that, so just what I read from there,
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for the prayer. I'm just kind of feeling a release in my stomach.
Oh, good. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Much. Thank you so much. I thank you for your prayer. And I thank God that you're feeling better also.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
God bless you.
All righty. Okay, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, there we go. Okay, let's see. Our next caller is 819-412. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Dustin from Canada.
Hi, Dustin. Thank you for joining us. Yes, God bless you. Okay, thank you. Good to hear your voice. It's been a while, but good to hear you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We just lift up, we just lift up Dustin to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for being his Savior. God, we thank you, Lord, for every place, you know, Jesus said that we are created in his image, that we are image bearers. And I'm seeing you carry, literally, like, bear the image of Jesus. And I thank you. I thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, like, carrying in the image bearer as well is, like, that is, and I never thought about this before, but that is like our breastplate of righteousness, because we're carrying, Christ imputes to us, if you will, his righteousness when we, at the time of conversion. And, I mean, you've always bore his image, but then it's being transformed and regenerated after conversion. But so, Father, we thank you, God, for your righteousness, Lord, that he carries. God, and in Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Father God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord, even for his understanding of your righteousness and how he carries that. And we thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name, because some people get caught up with that, like, doctrinally sometimes, and then they don't actually really walk it out like they should or what we've been given. And you know, not that people intentionally try to trample on what Christ, but there is a great cost to what Christ did for us, and to bear his righteousness. I feel like you really have an understanding in that, and that you bear that well, and that you walk in that really well. Like, that is actually probably teachable, that you could teach people that, to understand that more, to grasp it. And let me go back to the image and his likeliness, bearing his likeliness. We thank you, Father God, just for the image bearer and to your likeliness, God. And what else do you want to speak into that, Father God? So there's things that are engrafted into you. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yeah, thank you, Father God. That is engrafted in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So it's kind of like you have this ability within you that is very, it's like, let's see, how do I say? It's like the supernatural. It's like the going pretty much from the natural to the supernatural, the ability to know can happen really quickly for you, I feel like, as being an image bearer, and the things that are engrafted unto you, like in moving into things in the spirit quickly when it's needed and called for, and you see it and know it, you can shift quickly into the things of the spirit and bring them forth, like to call them into existence, call things into existence as, you know, as you see it, as though it's not, but you're calling it into, if that makes sense. And so we thank you, Father God, just for his active role in doing this, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, God, just for, I personally pray for a preservation of this, Father God, in Jesus' name, God. And we thank you, Lord, just for his stance in you, God, and what you're driving and moving ahead. And there's sometimes, even at times, a great acceleration can happen in the spirit as well. And even great acceleration can happen at times too, where it's like you see what needs to be done, and then it's like you put your head down like flint, like if you will, and you just focus in on it, and it's in a great acceleration into the spirit to take care of what needs to be taken care of with great focus. So I see that as a part of the nature as well. In Jesus' name, so we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for just blessing his spiritual eyes, God, giving him spiritual wisdom and discernment and understanding, God, and growing in the knowledge of you, as Ephesians 1 prayer does state. So I thank you, God, for just blessing his spiritual wisdom and enlightening his eyes with spiritual wisdom. Oh, gosh. Wow. It's just so cool. So thank you, Lord. And we just bless them for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Do you have any specific prayer requests?
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay, 828-989. Thank you for calling. Is this Jennifer?
Yes, Deborah. Hi, how are you this evening?
Good, good. Good, thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for calling and joining us tonight. So, Father, we thank you, God, for Jennifer, Lord. And we just bring her before your altar, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. Jesus' name. Oh, I thought I was seeing, I thought I was seeing two different seasons, because I was seeing you like almost like ice skate, and then I was seeing flowers, and I didn't understand they were like two different seasons. But I think it was like you're ice skating, but people are throwing the flowers. You know, when someone does, they throw the flowers on the thing when they do a performance. It's kind of like a bravo, excellent job. And so I also see you skating like in a figure eight. So sometimes eight has to do with new beginnings, I think, but also it is a perfect sequence when you're skating of utilizing the blade precisely how it's to be utilized in a figure eight. And so, and it actually takes a lot of control, I know, and to do it on one foot, and then because you got to use the inside of your ankle, the outside of your ankle, and you're using every edge of the blade. So it's actually very much a skill that is learned, you know, early on. But I am seeing that. And so we thank you, Father God, just for every skill that you've given her, Father God, that she would utilize it precisely. God, that she would know the inward and the outward workings of the skills that you've given her, Father God. And we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name, God, that you would even supply the right surface and the right atmosphere and the right temperature, God, just everything that would come into play for her to utilize it at its ultimate and its supreme, Father God. And Lord, and that when we display our abilities and our gifts, and God, it brings you greater glory. God, it brings you greater glory to see the depths of I not only want to say performance, but that is the word that's coming forth. You know, like if you see someone who plays the piano and they're not even singing, they're just playing the piano and it's just so smooth and so, and it's like, and even if you don't have any, like I don't personally have any skill in music, but I, other than I appreciate it, that's all I know about it. But when I see that, I just think, wow, the depth of ability that somebody has to like, is that it seems more than it's just taught. It is it is caught, if you will, or, you know, like a gifted by the Holy Spirit. And so then that performance comes forth where God, the God is actually esteemed in it, whether that person ever gives God glory or not. God is magnified because of what he brings out of humanity. And that is the type of performance that you will have, is that what God brings out of you because of humanity, and I'm going to call that the performance, but that is the thing that will get displayed, that people want to be better at whatever they do themselves as well, you know, where some people think, oh, I want to play my music better, or I want to do sports better, you know, or run faster, you know, there's the Olympics, right? It's because it brings out something in us and humanity as well. And I think that's the part of the people sharing and saying bravo to you, because if I can encourage you and build you up, right, people encourage and build you up, then it's a part of making a way for them as well. So I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And even part of it seems like counterintuitive to have, I don't even know where the flower thing came from, other than they're just females, but you wouldn't think you would bring flowers and throw them on ice. That seems counterintuitive to me. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just taking things and turning it into beauty, God, even things that seem counterintuitive, God, and making it beautiful and celebrated. So we thank you for taking the things in Jennifer's life, God, that might seem hard, God, and counterintuitive to being presented, God, but be to be celebrated and that you bring beauty through it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, I was, when I was a little girl, I used to love the movie Ice Castles. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. But she was a figure skater, and she ended up crashing and losing her eyesight. And the ending, she went out on the ice and skated pretty much blind, and they were all throwing her flowers. And that came to mind as you said that. And the song that was playing was Through the Eyes of Love, and I just heard the Lord kind of singing that over me as you were talking. He's got a certain love language he talks to me in, and most of it is like special things through my childhood. So I wasn't expecting that word tonight, but I just felt his presence.
Wow.
So thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Because I was like, wow. And no, I haven't seen that movie. I think I might have heard of it, but I haven't seen that movie. So, but it's interesting that you have the detail and even knowing what song was playing. That is mm-hmm. so, what an intricate word. And that is really beautiful. Well, the first one,
yes.
like, what the
yes.
heck? I don't even know what's going on. And then I went with this ice thing, but hold on, that's good. Okay, so very good. Wow, that's incredible. So praise God for that. That is.
Mm-hmm. It was actually a way that I used to, I couldn't sleep when I was a little girl, and it's actually the way that I fell asleep, my anxiety. I would close my eyes and picture her skating. I've always wanted to ice skate, but I've only tried it once, and somebody ran over my fingers, and that was the last time.
Wow, that was just speaking on a lot of different levels, then it sounds like. Wow.
Yes, it was.
Wow, that's
wow.
incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. I am blown away.
Yeah, so am I. He's amazing.
Wow.
He's so good. He knows what
yeah,
we need, and he knows us so personally and intricately. So.
Yeah. And, you know, tonight, I don't know if you were here earlier, I played I'm Gonna See a Victory. And
I love that song.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would say that is a victory. So praise God.
Wow. I think I'll have to go back on YouTube and watch the ending of the show, but I think she may have won the competition when she was skating there.
Okay.
So, wow, that victory.
I'll have to look that up. Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
The clip that I'm talking about is on YouTube because he brought it to mind, I think it was last year, actually. And so he brought that song to mind again when he was teaching me, you know, how to see. And, he was just giving me a lot of vision at that time, and he used that song as well, so...
Wow,
thank you, Lord.
You're welcome. Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Wow, Lord. Bravo, Lord. Bravo. So that we can throw flowers at Jesus at his feet, right?
Right. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow, thank
great.
You, Deborah.
Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Okay, you
thank
take care.
You. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Excuse me. Okay. Let's go here. Well, 504-282. Good evening. Am I speaking to you? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. It's Nicole from New Orleans.
Nicole from New York?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, Nicole.
Thank you for having me.
For sure. So, Father, we thank you for Nicole. Lord, we just lift her up to you, Father God, and just come to your altar, God. In Jesus' name, God. Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you have before her, God, in Jesus' name. And some of those are treasures. And so we thank you, Lord. I can't really see what they are, but there are treasures that are before you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that she will behold them. And, Lord, so we thank you for that, God. We thank you, God, for what you have prepared for her. And that she will receive those, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. Hold on a second. Okay, hold on. Oh, okay, hold on. They are treasures in heaven. You know, the verse that says, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven. That's what I'm seeing, are treasures in heaven. Okay, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that's why I can't see them either. So, because they're stored and they're in heaven. So thank you, Father God, Lord, for your clarity, Lord. We thank you for the treasures in heaven that Nicole has, Lord, and that she has stored up, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your preservation and your goodness, Lord, and that you know how to dispense and administer, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, for being with her, Lord, and her assignment and in her calling, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that as she walks that out, Lord, that you are faithful and that you are just, Lord, in your calling, Father God, to her, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. And I just feel like compelled to remind you, Nicole, that some of the things that the Lord is yet going to do on earth, like as part of his plan, right? We know because of Revelation and the prophecies that are yet fulfilled, but of his character and of his nature. And even the things that he's called us to as to like our inheritance, right? And then our glorification and through our sanctification. So his faithfulness and his loving care and his justice, and his mercy, his ways that he's still yet very active in, which is his mercy and his justice, just remind you, I just feel compelled to remind you that in your walk with the Lord, when you need these things on your behalf in your walk on earth, is to really call upon the name of the Lord for him to bring forth these things in your life. You know, the things, and even if you're not certain what to pray, because sometimes, you know, I'll pray and ask the Lord, like, hey, I don't want to ask amiss, but I'm not asking for myself, but I don't want to pray like justice somewhere that's not what I should be praying, if it should be a different prayer, you know? So a lot of times, and I will say here too, is that I will ask the Lord to teach me to pray through certain things, teach me to pray what to be praying. But when justice, there are things that when justice needs to be served and justice in his ways, then I do make sure that I pray that, you know, things that he's still very active in today, right, where Jesus ever lives to make intercession, and the things that he's praying for, which is the will and the ways of God, right, and even the Lord's Prayer is still yet active, right, that his kingdom would come and his will would be done, those things mm-hmm. there, to really be praying those into your walk with the Lord, where he's really very much saying he's still active and are yet going to take place, you know, or you see parables of that story or examples of that, you know, and just really praying into that, because there is a great exchange that's happening on that side of the, I don't know what you would call it, but not even really weights and measures, but there's something about the justice of God being revealed and the things that are, anyways, so I just encourage you there to pray for those things where he's very active in his rule and reign on earth as it is in heaven, to make sure that you pray and to ask those things. And if you don't know, then ask him what to pray, like teach me what to pray, right? Because you want to hit the target. And if he's supplying the verse or he's supplying the words to pray, then you know that that's like sending forth an arrow that's sharp. It's going to hit the target, and it's like a prophetic intercession, if you will, to boil mm-hmm. it down. Prophetic intercession, and then you're going to hit the target. And, you know, there was a time, too, where I even asked the Lord one time, Lord, where is the target? What do you want me to hit? Like, if there was somebody I knew that I needed to pray for, where is the target? And the Lord showed me, like, with three different instances on three different people. For one target was on someone's back, one target was on someone's heart, and one target was on someone's mind. So he didn't reveal, like, all the information, but I knew that was enough information to my prayers needed to hit the target. And, you know, when I asked mm-hmm. him where the target was, I just visually had a target of where that was, you know, and I wasn't taking the person down. I was praying the will of God and the word of God literally over these people. And in a matter of 4 months, I seen change in each one of their lives. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everything wasn't resolved, but I seen movement and change in each one of them. In each one of them, I seen movement and change. Okay. And the light. And the light to come, yes. So anyway, so I just feel like I encourage you to pray those things that God is active in on earth with your walk. So we thank you for the treasures that are in heaven. And let me go back to that verse and just let me see what's on either side of that. Oh, well, this verse here. Okay, so this verse here says, okay, hold on a second. It says, the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give rain in your land and its season, and bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. There's something there, too, as well, because I forgot about that verse. Okay, so lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither. Okay, so that's Matthew 6. So you can look these verses up later. Matthew 6 and Deuteronomy 28:12. Because basically what I just prayed in that prophetic prayer is almost like him opening up a treasure before you in heaven and bringing it forth in the land. Okay, so hold on a second. Matthew 6:20. I want to look at, I did not realize that that's right after the Lord's Prayer. I had no idea. I mean, now that I think about it, it makes sense, but lay up treasures in heaven. Matthew 6 does talk about the Lord's Prayer. That's so wild. And then it talks about fasting and then lay up treasures in heaven. And that's where I started with you. So that is amazing. So I would read all of Matthew 6 too. So that's incredible that those two landed right there together. So praise God. Thank you for being patient with me.
Yeah. Amen. Ooh, I receive it.
Yeah.
I received that word. I totally, it's definitely confirmation. You know, he's definitely, today I was singing that song, The Blessing. I was singing it a lot at the end of last year. Just basically, it's just a song about just declaring the blessings over, you know, your generation and next generation, God's favor. When I'm singing that song, I'm typically just meditating on just God's promises and him manifesting, you know, everything on earth as it is in heaven. And it's amazing that you said that, because recently I've been thinking, like, okay, how does God want me to pray? What specifically do I need to be praying about right now in this season? So this is a good word. It's good confirmation for me. God bless you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is incredible. Yeah, that is incredible. So praise God for that. So, yeah, praise God for leading the way prophetically and making prophetic intercession and prophetic targets. So praise God for that. Yeah. Wow.
Amen.
Very cool. Well, thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you too. Have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Okay. I have two more callers and I need to wrap it up. So 608-960. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Shannon in Wisconsin.
Shannon. Excuse me. Let me get some water. So, Father, we thank you for Shannon, Father, in Jesus' name. We just lift him up to your altar, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for your work, Lord, for just, you know, the only thing, like, we have nothing in and of ourselves, no ability within our human nature to alter anything about our personality or nothing, okay? Like, we can't fix anything in and of ourselves. Like, we don't have in our human nature the capability to alter anything in our own personality. And so it's really the regenerated work of the Holy Spirit that when we receive this new birth, right, and he like kind of turns that light switch on. And then there's that ongoing process of the sanctification, if you will, in sort of technical terms. But we're just really cooperating and yielding to the Holy Spirit in our lives as he is transforming us with his word and with his spirit, with his power, and just regenerating us and reforming us and you know, as we renew our mind, even when he brings forth words to our remembrance, that is a way for him to renew our mind. He refreshes our faith and our soul, but he renews our mind. When he brings things back to our remembrance, he's renewing our mind in the things of the Lord, but he wants us to remember those things for a reason and to refresh and to renew. And that is to bring even the transformational power, if you will, for the change, you know. So I just want to encourage you, when the Lord, you know, if you're driving or you're doing something, or, you know, or even if you're doing one thing and then this thought enters your mind where it just feels like it came out of the blue and it intersects with a different thought, you know, is that like it crosses over and doesn't stop at the stop sign, you know, that is the Holy Spirit renewing. That is a form of him renewing your mind. And there is, you know, and you can look up the things where he talks about renewing of the mind and what that brings and all the benefits for it. But again, that soft impression of, you know, remembrance of his word, a prophetic word, his written word, logos word, something he has spoken to you, or, you know, a type of revelation, a reminder of a revelation, of a hope, and whatever that is the work of the Holy Spirit renewing your mind. And it is very useful, and we do need to take a hold of it for what it is. And it is, you know, it is for our own soul, own transformational. It is transformational in its nature because it is transforming. That is part of the renewing of the mind, which in ourselves and our human nature, we cannot do that on our own. Okay, and so it's very precious and prized. And shouldn't be taken lightly. Like, you know, definitely the grace of the Lord should not be taken lightly. And I was remembering, so even if he reminds you of a prayer that you've prayed that's been answered, that is him renewing your mind. Believe it or not, it is. That's a renewal of his mind. And I was praying, I don't know if you were here, a few weeks ago, I think it was 2, 3, 4 weeks ago or so, but there was a prayer for a spiritual blessing, and it was talking about a man who was asking for the Lord. He began to ask the Lord for greater real spiritual prosperity among the saints that he labored with. And I had been starting to pray that here, you know, and he had started to see different graces manifest of truth and power happening, you know. So I feel like I want to just pray that for you as well, that you have greater real spiritual prosperity. So I thank you, Father God, for just reaching and touching Shannon's soul, God, Lord, his heart, his mind, God, as your word tells us to love the Lord, or to love you with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength, Father God, and to love himself and to love others, Father God. So I pray, God, just for the congruency of this spiritual prosperity, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for that, God, and blessing his heart, his mind, his soul, and his strength in you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and in through his life, God. And we thank you, Lord, for the answers of prayer, Father, in Jesus' name, and the prosperity, the spiritual prosperity in which he is inheriting and which we will see manifest in truth and power in the days ahead, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just would ask for prayer for my business. It's really, really slow the last few weeks. I don't know why. It's summertime, but it probably has to do with the higher gas prices. That's a concern. And then also we just keep praying into the connection with the woman. That'll lead to something. be grateful for that.
Okay, for sure. So, Father, we thank you for Shannon's business, Father God. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, we just place that before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as I was reading, let me see, is that, let's come up this way. Okay, yes, about this, I'm blessed. In Deuteronomy 28:6, it says, we'll give rain and your land for the season, and it'll bless all the work of your hands, God. So I thank you, Lord, that you bless the work of Shannon's hands, Father God. We thank you that your word even says that you give us the power to get wealth is the power in our hands, God. So we ask, Lord, that you bless the work of his hands, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I just pray, you know, wherever you work or wherever you are, I did this one time in the kitchen with my husband, his business is calling for business, you know, and just laying hands on the ground and the land of our home. It's the land that he brought us to, right, and just call forth the fruitfulness and the prosperity of the land to come forth in your favor. In Jesus' name, we call it forth, God. We call forth the work of the land and the blessing of the land to come forth on Shannon's behalf, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we call it forth. We call it forth, Father God, and let it be producing. Let it be a producing land for him, for his business, and a blessing for the work of his hands, Father God. We call it forth, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, and cause people to remember his business, God, for referrals, for people to give, that his business would come to mind for people, Lord, to give referrals and names and contacts, Father God, and increase and multiplication and favor and blessing in that manner as well, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for his continued desire, Lord, for fellowship and companionship and marriage, Lord, with a woman, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for continued direction in that area, God, and also, God, renewing his mind, Lord, with words that you've given him, Father God, that he would speak forth the words that you've given him, Father, that he knows his spirit and the promise of God as he's holding on to, God, that he would speak that forth, Father God, and those things, God, would also be prosperous, spiritual prosperity for him as well, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Bye. So, okay, one last caller. Okay, 847-239. Is this Stephanie?
Yes. Yes, Stephanie from Illinois.
Thank you, Stephanie. I'm going to go ahead and mute you and pray for you, and then I'm going to have to end. So thank you for joining us. So, Father, we thank you for Stephanie. Lord, we just lift her up to your altar, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And for some reason, my left hand is, I'm feeling something in my left hand. I don't know if you need a type of healing, association, and identification with Christ bearing on the cross. I'm not sure. Actually, let me open up your phone line and just ask if you need a healing. Do you need healing for anything?
No.
Okay. No, that's okay.
Thank
okay.
You.
So what? Do you carry the gift of healing?
No, I don't. I wish I did though.
Okay. Okay. So it's okay. Let me mute you again. So thank you, Father. I just wanted to check those. So Father, I thank you. I'm not sure why that is in my left hand. I'm just feeling that they're kind of strongly. So Father, we just lift that up to you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for just taking things and nailing it to the cross on her behalf, Father God, Lord. Everything that needs that is finished and complete, Father God, that you nailed to the cross, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that that is done as well for her, Father God, that she would not pick things up again, God, that you've already said is finished and it is done, Father. We thank you, God, for let it be complete, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for just blessing her as well, God. And if she was standing before me, God, I would just put my left hand upon the top of her head, Father God, and ask that you infill her, with a fresh spirit, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I would lay my hands on your two shoulders, Father God, and I would say whatever is burdening her, Father God, that she only carries the weight of being yoked with you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that, Father God, that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, Father. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I'm not sure exactly, I'm still feeling that in my hand, like even as I just envision laying hands on you. So, but I will continue to pray if something else comes up, you know, with that. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And we'll see you next week. So thank you so much. Take care.